He is. You know, from last year, taking him down personally, he, you know, you see quarterbacks who sometimes, you know, go down easily in which you can bring him down. But he's one of those guys who will fight and, you know, gets out of a lot of sacks. And the sacks that he does give up, he's still standing. But, you know, as you can see from the game last night, he continues to make plays by breaking those sacks and those tackles and letting his receivers get open downfield.
There are a lot of guys on this team that have ties to Pittsburgh or Steelers somehow. You, with your dad, spending all those years at the Browns. How did you grow up feeling about the Steelers?
You know, I really didn't have a whole lot of, you know, resentment or anything to the Steelers. Obviously, you know, I'm a Browns fan, still am. But, you know, just it didn't mean a whole lot to me. If anything, you know, I was a Steelers fan coming into the draft and whatnot just because of the you know, the conversations I had with Tomlin and you know, with the Pittsburgh Steelers coaching staff. But, you know, I guess they're our enemy now.
You got any comments on Pittsburgh's approach and vision for the defense?
Well, you know, what we're doing right now. I think, you know, we finished up number two behind Pittsburgh this year in defense. Last year, I think we finished up number one and two in you know, yards per game and points. But overall, we've been playing some great ball. And, you know, it asks a lot from the guys, you know, like myself from the outside linebacker position to guys like B.J. Raji dropping into coverage, as you saw, to, you know, our DBs who are not only playing coverage but blitzing. You see Sam Shields getting interceptions, also rushing the quarterback. So it asks a lot, but I think that's why we're so successful at it is because it's so limited as the players who can play it. But, you know, the fact that, you know, the guys have bought into it and the coaches are, you know, really stressing to us what we need to accomplish.
How would you rate your season as an individual if you had to look at yourself, which I'm guessing you're not crazy about doing, but trying?
I thought that it was your job, guys, to tell me.
You become a very high-profile member of this defense, and the Pittsburgh guys are going to be talking about you all this week and all next week. I mean, what does that feel like that mantle, a lot of that is on your shoulders?
Well, it feels good. It's everything I wanted. You know, when I came here, I didn't want to just be, you know, another guy who's, you know, just another guy on the team. I want to be a playmaker. I want to, you know, be a leader of this defense, and I think I'm taking a step in the right direction. Obviously, you know, you guys forget that I'm only in my second year, so you know, I think the possibility is endless. I look to you know, build upon my performance. Obviously, finish this year out the right way with a win, but build upon this performance and continue to climb as a player and as a leader on this defense going into my third year.
Back to Roethlisberger for a second. In terms of a guy who never gives up on a play, but yet he holds that ball and holds that ball, is there more of a chance for a turnover in that situation? How do you guys approach him differently than other quarterbacks in that regard? That he keeps trying to kind of extend the play, and as you said, break sacks as well.
We'll have to watch the film, but obviously with quarterbacks like that, you seem to stay alive within your pass rush. I think last year, obviously last year was last year, but we had some success against him rushing the passer as well as I like to think stopping the run, but obviously we gave up way too much in the passing game. So if there's anything to learn from last year's loss, you know, it's that. So yeah, we got to stay alive, really get after him, you know, kind of collapse the pocket on him and force him to not be able to complete those passes where, you know, he moves around or breaks tackles.
What kind of stuff off the field, away from it, did Mike tell you, I want you guys to take care of this stuff now? Or should the family think that he told you now before you get down to
bed? Well, just a little, you know, we had an administrative meeting in which, you know, within these next couple of days, we need to, you know, handle our tickets, you know, hotel accommodation, so on and so forth. So, you know, come, you know, I think around Wednesday, we'll be all done with that and it's back to football.
Have you ever given that your dad will be able to be?
I don't know if it's a given. He told me he's been to two BCS national championships, lost them both, into a Super Bowl, in which my uncle lost. So I think it's up in the air right now. But you know, I think we plan on him coming though.
Have you ever watched him?
I do. He's a great player. You know, he's unique in his you know, his size and speed and what he can bring to the table. Obviously, he's you know, real compact and. You know, explosive. He can get around the edge as well as bull rushing people back, and he, you know, creates a problem for tackles across the league. He's been doing this for, you know, years now, Super Bowl MVP. So, you know, he's some guy to keep an eye on.
But you mentioned before that you're talking about him taking more leadership role. Do you think guys in the locker room are like us and forget that you're a second-year guy too? And how have you kind of gone about taking that?
Well, you know, I think that's a good thing. You know, despite being a second-year player, you know, I know I'm regarded as much more than that. As far as, You know, it's not how many years I've played. It's how I contribute on the football field, within the huddle, and in the locker room. So, I got off topic. What was the question again?
I've become a leader, and what he's done in terms of becoming a leader.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's what I've been asked. It's what I want to do. I mean, I know the coaches look up to me, as far as making plays and being a leader on this defense, and despite it being my second year. You know, this is a young team, and someone needs to, kind of take that. Obviously, we've got guys like Charles Woodson, who have been around here for a while, excelling at his position, who are going to help this defense out. But, hopefully I can help, the younger players as well as the older, just by, through my play and through my growth.
How many coaches here with Steelers connections? Do you think this means something extra to them?
I think the fact that we're playing the Super Bowl alone means a great deal to them. Obviously, their coach, I think being from Pittsburgh, it's got to be fun to play, I'm sure, his, childhood team. But, it's the Super Bowl. There shouldn't, there's obviously extra motivation, but the fact alone that we're playing in such a big game is, should be enough motivation.
Clay, because it's the Super Bowl, obviously there's a lot of off-football focus. How much attention do you figure your hair, Polamalu's hair, is going to get in the next 2 weeks?
I imagine they'll get some. Obviously, two of the best hairs in the game, so there's no doubt about that. But, I don't know. It'll be fun. I'm sure there'll be some good, video and print on that. And we'll see how it goes and where it goes.
Having cut and hair conditioner in terms of?
I'm not so much a head and shoulders guy, but... it's something that we usually leave out of our conversations when talking with one another.
Well, you should have ads too. Shouldn't you have commercials?
I'd like to. I think that's the next step right there. Working on something right now, so don't be surprised. But, we'll see. Obviously, you got to perform on the field in order to get those type of endorsements, and hopefully I'm taking a step in the right direction.
What did you see from the veterans like Donald and Chad, guys that have been around here a long time that haven't played in the Super Bowl? What did you see on their faces and their reaction to getting to this point?
Well, it's really interesting. For a guy like me who's had a good amount of success coming in here, both, personally and on a team level, we made it to the playoffs last year. We had a pretty good season. Obviously, it came short, and here we are, in my second year, winning the NFC Championship, going to the Super Bowl. It's almost as if I don't know any better. I don't know how to act after we win games like that. I think it's just another step on the road to being great as a individual and as a team. But you look at these guys who, became so emotional after playing for 10, 11, 12 years, and understanding how rare this opportunity is. So. It's something that I think, especially coming home last night, it was pretty unique to get home and be at the airport and kind of see how, the city is responding to us. We have songs on the radio that are, being played that are, play on our colors and our team. So it's pretty unique. I think it's still setting in, especially with being such a young team. But, I think those guys will, help us kind of lead us in the right direction and winning this game.
Clay, having played at BCS championship game, the long build up to the game, all the activities that week before the game, how will that help you going into the Super Bowl?
It's not to get distracted by, all those distractions really. With so much time off and there's so much build up, so many events to partake in and media days and whatnot. So it's just staying focused on the overall picture. I think everybody is here. You obviously wouldn't be in this situation being an all-pro, if you weren't ready for such rigors. But, I mean, we've made it, three games on the road. We've been playing for 5 weeks now with a kind of a win-or-go-home mentality. So, it's just one more on this on the 2010 season.
What was your impression of Ted when you met him before the draft or maybe after the draft? And what do you think of John that he's done with this?
Obviously I'd met with a lot of, coaches and staff personnel and Ted was one of them. I'm not going to sit here and say that I, personally remember the Packers meeting. I figured I wasn't going to end up here with them having the 9th overall pick, but, obviously I think he did a great job. Obviously he traded up, he brought me in here and the great thing about it is he was one of few who, saw potential in me and brought me in here to make an impact and obviously took some heat for giving up 3 picks. But, I'd like to think it's paid off. You look at the guys who who he's brought in. He's built through the draft, you know, BJ as well in my 2009 draft class. And, you know, we're a young team that continues to grow. And obviously he's taking hits through the media and maybe not picking up a guy here or the whole Favre situation. But, you know, we're in the Super Bowl now. There's not a whole lot you can say about him. That's not positive.
Last question for Paul. You're talking about giving up hits to move on and get you. A lot of times players don't like the attention that goes with that. There's always a standard of, oh, they got all these other guys, and what do you do? I guess, do you relish it, though? Is that something that you take, I'm going to show this is the right move, this is just to find me even more?
Well, you appreciate the fact that, you know, a team believes in you enough to give up, you know, numerous picks and, you know, draft up and pick you. But, you know, at the time I was just so elated to have, you know, ended up in the first round, ended up in such a great organization and team. But, you know, you truly realize, you know, kind of what it means, and especially, you know, if I didn't live up to the expectations. But no matter where I was drafted in, you know, that draft, I, you know, was going to give the same effort, energy, everything that I put on the field, whether that was, you know, a first round or a free agent. So, really, you know, like I always say, the pressure I put on myself is greater than any, you know, media or coaches or, you know, what people expect from me. Everything that, you know, I do out there is from within.